Chapter 2, A Summer Tragedy. As winter wore on and spring weather melted the snow, the Longfellow boys tramped to school through March mud. When the muddy streets began to grow dry and dusty, Henry and Stephen grew excited. That meant school would close soon, and they could go visit their grandparents again. "Are we going to Grandfather Wadsworth's?" asked Henry anxiously. "Would you rather go there?" asked his mother. He nodded his head hard. He wanted to hear more of those Indian stories that his grandfather told. He was 8 by then, and able to understand the stories much better than when he had been only 5. And he wanted to run through the woods alone and find his imaginary Indian friends and listen to the wind in the tall Maine pine trees. The Longfellow children ran barefoot in the country. The minute they arrived, off came their shoes. Then they darted off in every direction. Henry was the first to return, limping badly and calling, "Mama, I've hurt my foot. I stepped on something." "Let me see it," said Mrs. Longfellow. "I really shouldn't let you boys go barefoot." Henry sat down while his mother washed the dirt from his foot and cleaned out the cut. She was always fixing somebody's cuts and bruises, so she didn't worry about it at first. "May I go out again?" asked Henry. "Yes, but don't get any more dirt into the cut." The next day, she looked at his foot again. It hadn't healed. The whole side of his foot had turned red and swollen. "You'll have to stay in the house, Henry." All day long, she bathed his foot and watched over him. But he didn't get any better. His foot only grew more swollen, until his whole leg was swollen up and he couldn't move his toes. Henry felt sick, and his head was hot. He just lay in bed and didn't even feel like sitting up. Grandmother Wadsworth looked at the swollen foot and leg. "We had better put some poultices on it," she said, and she sent Grandfather in the horse and carriage to fetch the doctor. "Oh, dear," sighed Mrs. Longfellow when she realized how serious it was. "I wish Papa were here with us instead of in Boston." The doctor applied some evil-smelling green salve. Still, Henry didn't get any better, and still the leg stayed swollen. "I'm afraid," the doctor said to Mrs. Longfellow, "that if the swelling doesn't go down, we will have to amputate his leg." Mrs. Longfellow began to cry. "Please don't tell Henry what the doctor said," she warned the other children. Mournfully, Stephen, Anne, and Betsy sat by Henry's bed and watched him. "Does it hurt very much?" asked Anne. Henry nodded his head. He didn't even want to talk. Grandfather Wadsworth sat there too. So did Henry's mother, except when she went to the table to write a letter to Mr. Longfellow to let him know how Henry was getting along. Henry was sick in bed for 2 weeks, until at last, nobody seemed to know just why, his leg began to get better. The swelling went down, his fever disappeared, and he felt like sitting up. Everybody sighed with relief. Summer was nearly over before Henry could get around. He had to walk on crutches for a while.